As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, March the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Sometimes we have to dream about those solutions. However, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the telephone calls throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the bellwether state, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty, Media Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Write it in pencil on the wall. Precious metals traverse narrow bands off a record high gain, gaining support. We'll talk about that in a moment if I can speak it out. Just-in-time delivery for auto industries interrupted by the Japanese disruption. Well, we'll go there too. NATO crusaders continue to hammer away on Libya. We'll go there as well. Yemen unrest escalates. Fethullah Gulen, Muslim Brotherhood, green energy, war on consumption. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Friday. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $2.40 an ounce at $1,433.20 a troy ounce. Silver up 19 cents in early trading at $37.36 an ounce. Platinum off $4 at $1,749. Palladium, liking that number, I guess, off a dollar at $749. These guys seem to be twins lately. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band, narrow trading band here, at $1,431.40 for a low, $1,439.10 for a high, about $8 in there. But at $1,432.20, your gold is up year to year, $342.20 an ounce. You know, there was a time when people balked at buying gold at $342.20 an ounce. It's up 31.37% this year. Doesn't that sound good to you? It certainly sounds good to me. The London gold fix this morning. The boys in London ran up their little flags, dinged the bell, and set the price at $1,434 in the gold spot market. And it's trading just a bit below that as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The spider on the corner of the web, State Street Global Advisors, the World Gold Council, you know them as the Rothschilds. This morning, overnight, pairing off 91 metric tons, claimed to be holding 1,213.96 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $56.5 billion. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, closing out this week of broadcasting. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Let's go back into our marker report, talk about extending your bright. Let's get into some of these bright and shiny precious metals. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. If this won't bring your blood pressure down, nothing's gonna. Gold up $2.40 this morning, $1,433.20 a troy ounce. Silver off up $19. Excuse me, boy, wouldn't that be the market report? That would be the top of the day. Up 19 cents at $37.36 an ounce. Platinum off $4 at $1,749 an ounce, and palladium off a buck at $7.49. That's all your metals there. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market. Narrow band, lots of volatility going on. They're traversing this band. You know, if we can break out and get above that 1,450 technical resistance point, if you will, for gold, things could be looking really good. We can see $1,500 gold in the near future. Same with silver. If we can get above $40 an ounce and stay there for any length of time at all, 50 and higher becomes more possible. The London Gold Fix this morning, they set the price at 1434. If you don't understand the London Gold Fix, you can find out more about it at the website, lbma.org. lbma.org. Again, the SPDR gold shares continuing this trend of selling. They're selling into this market. I don't know whether people are taking possession, physical possession, getting out of the exchange-traded funds or not. whether they're moving into other marketplaces, doesn't seem to really be impacting. We're continuing to move up. The highs keep getting higher. The lows keep getting higher. So even though there are electronic traders that are out there that are selling, and there's certainly been a lot of outflows from the SPDR GLD for some time now, overnight it moves down another 0.91 metric tons, and that's not a small number of ounces, folks. Anyway, it moves down to 1,213.96 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued again at $56.5 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, strong moves, all green, all across the board, Europe, Asia, etc. Strong move upward again in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, shows up 85, closing at 12,171. The NASDAQ closed up 38 at 2736, and the S&P 500, the old standard and most of very poor 500 companies, up 12 at 1,013.10. How do you say that, Will? 1,310. Yeah, fire up that chainsaw like 10. Okay, crude oil this morning off 14 cents. That's good news for us. Went out to the filling station yesterday and got bled. Unbelievable. Filled up the tanks on the diesel truck. Man alive, like a mortgage payment. Hundreds of dollars in a gas station. Never in my life. Unbelievable. Anyway, up off 14 cents. No help to us. $105.46 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Oops, they got us bent over the barrel, and they're going up the stovepipe on this one. I'm telling you, no reason on earth for us to be paying this kind of money for crude oil. This is just absolute fraud on the oil company's parts. Anyway, the U.S. dollar index this morning, up 22 basis points at 75.90, which impacts, again, the foreign exchange rates, where we see most everything down except the Canadian loonie bumping up just a fuzzy bit, up one basis point, 0.01%. It exchanges against the U.S. dollar to $1.02. The Mexican peso locked in at 8 cents. The euro off 51 basis points at $1.41. The British pound down 20 basis points at $1.61. The Swiss franc off 67 basis points, yet still going higher, it seems like, up $1.09. It's at $1.09 against the U.S. dollar. Bond market this morning, we're kind of seeing a reversal going on here. The yields, of course, are going up. That means the prices are coming down, the purchase prices, the bonds are going down. But in the two-year, the yield is now at 0.70%. It's been much lower in the last 30 days. The 10-year yield is at 3.40%, and the 30-year is at 4.47. Of course, in the mortgage market, your 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down a little bit more, from 4.16% a month ago to 4.02% this morning. And, you know, that's really the mortgage, in my opinion, that we need to be focusing on. If you're going to get a mortgage, if you have to borrow money to buy a house, if you cannot get away with cash, then look at that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage. Get in, get out, half the time, half the interest. Your payments will be a little bit higher, but at these interest rates, it's not going to be too bad, not too much. So, you know, why pay a 30 years of interest when you can get done with the job in 15 years or less? You know, it's pretty difficult to look out into the future, 30 years. 15 years is even really reaching it. But, again, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.16 to 4.02. And if you want to talk to your realtor, you're out and you're shopping for a house, put in a clause, subject to the buyer's acceptance of a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at such and such an interest rate or below. Just make it a clause, subject to the sale of your house, and so on and so forth. Don't get locked in until you get everything just the way you want it. This is a buyer's market. Take advantage of it. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.87% to 4.81%. The prime rate is at 3.25% and locked in stone. The gold-to-silver ratios this morning, for all the gold and silver bugs out there, 38.36 ounces of silver gets you 1 ounce of gold. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup off the Kitco website. COMEX Gold steady. This is 8 o'clock, 8:08 a.m. COMEX Gold steady, firmer as market pauses after record high scored Thursday. Whew. Say that one twice. Well, here's the report from Jim Wyckoff writing this. COMEX Gold futures prices are trading steady to slightly higher Friday morning as the market pauses following Thursday's push to new all-time record intraday highs of $1,448.60 an ounce in the May futures. All right? Wow. $1,448.60, $1.40 off of that $1,500 ounce. Safe haven investment demand continues to support the precious metals market. COMEX gold for April last traded up $1 an ounce at $1,435.90. Spot gold last traded up $5.60 at $1,437. Of course, they're going to be moving throughout the whole day. There are still major world events simmering on the stove, even though none appear to be boiling over at the moment. That could change come Monday morning, and precious metal traders know it. Thus, there remains a bid in the precious metals market heading into the weekend. Portugal's government has rejected an austerity plan, which suggests the country will need a European Union and an International Monetary Fund-style bailout at some point soon. Japan's nuclear crisis is still very serious, and Middle East tensions and fighting in Libya remain a major geopolitical market factor. So all of these things are impacting the marketplace, and wise investors are following everything right now very carefully, and I hope you will be too. Crude oil prices are near steady Friday morning, trading above the $105 a barrel mark. Inflationary implications of crude oil prices above $100 a barrel are also a positive for the precious metals market bulls. All right, there's a bull market and a bear market. We're in the longest running bull market in the gold and silver, you know, in since they invented gold. It's been longer than anything I could ever remember hearing about. Reports overnight said Chinese central bank officials have stated gold prices are likely to remain high the rest of this year. While prospects for the U.S. dollar and the euro currencies are not great, gold market bulls were further encouraged by those comments from China's central bank. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Lots more to come.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Once again, I remind the listeners that you can always jump into becomevocallocal.com. Just log in on that website, type it into your browser, becomevocallocal.com during the broadcast. An active chat room there. Just jump on in, pick a name, and come in. Lots of interesting clips are being dropped in, lots of interesting news being dropped in. It's like a parallel broadcast that sometimes takes its own direction, but lots of good material and reference material to the things we talk about you can find in the chat room. And the chat room stays up. I don't go back in and work it over too much unless we got trolls in the house. But most of the time, all those clips and everything like that are still available. If you're listening on the repeats, listening to these broadcasts on the archives in the evening on the East Coast, West Coast, or wherever you might be listening, you can always go back in and look at the chat room discussion and follow some of the many links that are posted there. It's far too much posted for me to be able to cover on air each day. I've got a whole browser full of news this morning. Let's go to the economic calendar. Again, this is from EconoDay. Shows you that this has been a very big week. And, of course, I've been had nothing but trouble with my computer all week here, the little laptop that I use to assist me for the broadcast. And, it was just crashing. Unbelievable. On Friday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and on Thursday, it crashed exactly at 9 o'clock a.m., just at the moment I was coming on. And in order to reset it and reload the browser and all that, it's just impossible. No way. Jose couldn't do it during the broadcast. But as a result, we haven't had much news coverage all week. But just some of the things that went down this week, the existing home sales numbers came out on Monday, and it was dismal. And it just completely fell short of what they were hoping for. The store sales were flat. The FHFA house prices, horrible report. The mortgage bankers, the purchase applications low. New home sales off. The petroleum status report, not a good report. Durable goods was no good. Jobless claims was no good. All right. So things were going all upside down and inside out. We have the GDP this morning. We'll give you that. And corporate profits. But basically, it's just not been a really good news week for the economic sector. And so that, of course, we see reflected in the market moves. Here's a little bit of a report. The EIA natural gas report, the Energy Information Administration, natural gas in storage fell 6 billion cubic feet in March, 18th week, to 1.612 billion cubic feet. A withdrawal of 10 billion cubic feet was expected. So they didn't get as much of a withdrawal as they wanted. That means that even in natural gas, their sales are down. What does that mean? They don't have as much demand for natural gas as they have had in the past. And so that, doesn't help anybody either. Gross domestic product. They were looking for a real GDP quarter-to-quarter change of somewhere between 3.0. They got 3.1. The consensus range was from 2.8 to 3.4. So they came in just about in the middle of their speculation. It turns out that the economy at the end of 2010 was about as strong as most had expected all along. Fourth quarter GDP growth was bumped back to bumped back up to 3.1% annualized growth from the second estimate of 2.8%. So whenever these numbers don't come in where they want them, then they fudge them. That's what why I bring all this up for you. You can't rely on the numbers you get out of the government. You've got to listen. You've got to track. You've got to make your own charts. This chart that I share with you every day, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, lows and highs, SPDR, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, crude, USDX. I know it by heart. Just chart it out. I write it out every morning, bonds, mortgages. And I do that so that I can keep track of things for myself. I can make my own charts, and I don't have to rely upon other people's predictions. Demand numbers were little changed. Final sales of domestic products were unrevised, net from the second estimate of 6.7%. Final sales to domestic purchasers, takes out net exports, were revised up marginally to 3.2%. Year-on-year, real gross domestic product in the fourth quarter is up. 2.8%. That's looking back at last year. So there is that report out there. Let's go to the next one. Corporate profits. The after-tax profits year-to-year change up 11.4%. So everything else is going in the hopper, but the corporations are raking it in. Corporate profits in the fourth quarter last year came in at $1.369 trillion, dineros. Annualized, down from the $1.416 trillion in the third quarter. Profits in the fourth quarter were down an annualized 12.6%, following a 10.1% gain the prior quarter, blah, blah, blah. Profits are after tax, but without inventory valuation and capital consumption adjustments. Corporate profits are up 11.4% on a year-to-year basis compared to up 27.2% in the third quarter. So all the stops were ripped out. They want to show a low profit at the end of the year so that they don't have such a heavy tax bite. So anyway, there is that to look at. Let's go into some of the news that's up there this morning, trying a new process, and let's see if it'll stick with us today. Here's a news article off Bloomberg. This is, I found, a rather interesting article. You know, we talked about Ivy Ledbetter Lee, the propagandist for the Rockefellers, all right? He was very instrumental in helping to cover up things like the various union busting efforts and some of the great death toll in the Pennsylvania coal mines and things like that. He started this idea of putting out press releases and holding briefings. Well, here we go. Benjamin Shalom, I Love Israel, betting briefings to bring clarity, not volatility. Headline article here, Bloomberg. Scott Landman writing, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is betting that by holding regular press conferences, he'll provide clarity about monetary policy without saying something that may disrupt financial markets. In other words, open mouth, insert foot, Benny. All right? But how regular are these press conferences going to be held? And, of course, you know, you hear Barry the usurper saying all the time, you know, I want to be perfectly clear. So, at these press conferences, Shalom thinks that he's going to be able to provide clarity. That's the same thing as saying, I want to be clear. The Fed said yesterday that the Bernanke will begin holding four press briefings a year. Brother, isn't that safe? We'll begin holding four press briefings a year. The first session in April and June will give Bernanke an opportunity to discuss his next steps after completing the record stimulus from purchases of $600 billion in Treasury securities through June. So even though they're really, you know, breaking this out and running it up the flagpole, I mean, what are we going to wait, 3 months between the times that the Bernanke speaks? Right. The Bernanke speaks and the markets go into disruption. Bernanke is trying to dispel concerns from investors, lawmakers, and the public that the second round of so-called quantitative easing, or QE2, or printing money out of nothing, is inflationary and ineffective in spurring growth. Well, has it been inflationary? Well, has it been ineffective in spurring growth? Well, are the numbers lying or what? Or is he? He said last month that officials were weighing the benefits of greater transparency. Transparency. That's glasnost. Oh, my. Perestroika deception comes to mind. He said last month that officials were weighing the benefits of greater transparency against the risk that remarks are misinterpreted and trigger unnecessary volatility in financial markets. You know, every time these guys get together, I report it right here, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, and everybody hangs on every word, every comma, and every period in the things that are reported. And this is one of the concerns that the Fed has, is that if his remarks are misinterpreted, that they may trigger unnecessary volatility in the financial markets. So it's a damned if you do and a damned if you don't situation. When he speaks, people listen, the markets react. If he keeps his mouth shut, the markets just stay stable, and away we go. Well, we'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so just listening again to this, the wording in this particular article talking about these press conferences, you know, quarterly press conferences, oughtn't take our hats off. But again, the importance for me is in the words here. While press conferences were unthinkable for central bankers 3 decades ago. Interesting. On 1980, press conferences unthinkable for central bankers 3 decades ago. I guess we've had a little bit of an impact. European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet and the Bank of Japan Governor Masaki Shirakawa each hold one after every policy meeting. So although the Shalom doesn't do a policy or a press briefing, they do have the Federal Open Market Committee meetings, and they publish the minutes from those meetings. While Bank of England Governor Mervyn King speaks once a quarter, that'll be Bernanke style, Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney also holds regular briefings. And so then it continues, the long-standing trend, the decision is an effort by the central banks to catch up with a long-standing trend, blah, blah, blah. However, this bus left the station maybe 10 years ago. That would be a guy named Hess, Gregory Hess. A little bit more, the press conferences will be broadcast on the Fed's website and coincide with the Federal Open Market Committee meetings when the officials update economic projections, allowing the Bernanke to present the figures 3 weeks earlier than prior practice. Well, the first one, park it up on your chart, your tote board there, folks, will be April the 27th at 2:15, and I'm sure it'll come in with lots and lots of fanfare. So we'll see how that develops as things go along. Let's go to the next one here and take a look at the reactor, Daiichi. Let's go. The reactor core may be breached at a damaged Fukushima plant. This by Go Onomitsu and Takashi Hirokawa, writing for Bloomberg. Japan's nuclear regulator said one reactor core at the quake-damaged Fukushima Daiichi power plant may be cracked and leaking radiation. Not good news. Quote, it's very possible. It's not for sure. It's a maybe, coulda, woulda, be, maybe. It's very possible that there has been some kind of leak at the number three reactor. Heidi Heiko Nishiyama, a spokesman at the Japan Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency, said in Tokyo today, while radioactive water at the unit most likely escaped from the reactor core, it could also have originated from spent fuel pools stored atop the reactor, he said. Repair work at the site of the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl has been plagued by explosions, fires, and leaks of toxic material. Prime Minister Naoto Kan told a press conference that efforts to bring the reactor under control haven't yet reached a stage where the government can let down its guard. And it's a lengthy article. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website. There's a lot more to that than that. But let me jump over here. Click on this guy. Click on that guy. This seems to be working. Click on that one. No crashing yet. Jump back over here. Let's go to that one. There. Hopefully we'll be able to move along without having to recite what I'm doing. NATO to run Libya no-fly zone as U.S.-led force hits troops. All right. Another rather interesting article. Lots of material in it. Gregory Viscusi and Tony Capaccio, these must be from Italy, writing for Bloomberg. NATO agreed to take command of the Libya no-fly zone without assuming responsibility for airstrikes against Libyan military targets that sparked discord within the 28-nation alliance. So they're not going to take any responsibility, which means they're not going to be running it, folks. There's a difference between responsibility and accountability, and they know it. All right? The agreement among members of North Atlantic Treaty Organization means that the U.S. will likely stay in charge of the attacks. All right, they're taking, the United States taking the responsibility. The anti-Qaddafi coalition flew, listen to the numbers now, 130 sorties in a 24-hour period, of which 49 were sent to hit ground targets and launched 14 Tomahawk cruise missiles against Libyan air defense and missile sites. Vice Admiral Bill Gortney of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff said yesterday Qatar is sending planes to help enforce the no-fly zone. Now, let's see. Is sending planes or is it will sending planes? Are the planes on their way? If they are sending planes and the planes are on the way, it will make it the first Arab participant, and the United Arab Emirates has also pledged to join, reversing an earlier decision so that London, Dubai, and New York Golden Triangle for the Rothschilds are stepping up to the plate, and maybe they're going to throw a plane or two into this mix. Airstrikes on Libya, entering a seventh day, wow, already, have already damaged Gaddafi's air force and weakened his army. The U.S. and allies, including France and the U.K., big bunch of allies here, acting under a United Nations remit to protect Libyan civilians say the strikes are needed because the Qaddafi's forces continue to attack such cities as Misrata, Adjabadabi, and Zintan. Well, anyway, I went up on the United Nations website, read some of these resolutions, and they're very vague. They're like just basically cookie-cuttering a little bit from here and a little bit from there, pulling together all the things they ever wanted to do in their lives and are now doing on those unfortunate people. So that's what's happening there. Let's jump over to here and jump back to this one. Click that guy and go there. Here's a little bit more. Now, I guess we could do a test. I won't do it, but we could do a test. Now that we've had a week of headline news in this regards, plus all of the revolts, everybody should, by this time, perhaps be able to name all of the countries in the proposed Mediterranean Union and know where all of these countries are just by closing your map and closing your eyes and visualizing the map, right? So let's see a show of hand for all of those out there listening this morning that knows where Yemen is. Yemen, is. I tried that little trick in two different places yesterday, once at the grocery store checkout line, the other at the gas station. I got big stares. No, I don't know. Where are they? I wanted to try and play a trick and tell them they were in South America, but they wouldn't. I didn't want to try that. Anyway, here's the article. Yemenis, like Jiminy Cricket. Yemenis gathered for competing rallies in different parts of the capital, Sana'a, as the opposition demanded President Ali Abdullah Saleh immediate departure, and tribesmen marched in his support. Wow. That must have been interesting. Army defectors fired weapons into the air to prevent the pro-Saleh crowd from reaching Tahrir Square, where the protesters are gathering. Loudspeakers broadcast appeals to the tribesmen to... I wonder if Glenn Beck could get in on this one. This would be a great place. Maybe Sarah Palin would want to join him, too. Loudspeakers broadcast appeals to the tribesmen to disobey any orders to the attack on the opposition. Saleh spoke to his supporters who filled another square near the presidential palace. So I guess you've got square A and square B. Depending on how you lean on this particular discussion, you'd go to the appropriate square and yell, telling them he is willing to quit if he finds safe hands for transfer of power. Until then, we will remain steadfast with all the power we have. The protest movement has gained momentum since March the 18th, when the police and snipers killed 46 protesters. Wow. In the capital, in the worst violence since the unrest began. So one of the problems that they're having here in Yemen, the problem that they're having in Yemen is they don't have a replacement set either in mind or in hand. Unfortunately, for the last 2 years, I've not been broadcasting in Yemen, if they could understand me anyway. But if they had been listening to this broadcast, they'd understand just how very important it is to have that replacement set not only in mind, firmly in mind, but, well, in hand. When we talk about the abolition of the established two-party political system and the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, that's precisely what I'm intimating. That if we're going to be that replacement set that the Yemenis desperately need and don't have, which means their dictator is going to stay in power until they do have something like that, or they blow him away, they're stuck. They don't have a replacement set. Yeah, you can go into Egypt and throw Mubarak under the bus, but what have you got to come in behind it? Well, we're going to talk about this guy, Fethullah Gulen, in a minute. We've already talked about some of the other stuff, like the Albert Einstein Institute. There's lots of people who have replacement sets not only well in mind, but firmly in hand to step in to all of this tribesmen protest. Tribesmen protest. Efforts to negotiate a compromise between Saleh and opposition leaders have stalled over how soon he should step down. The real difference is over the length of the transitional period, blah, 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 and then it goes on and talks about oil companies. And there's a lot more to this discussion, but a lot of it focuses on, again, oil. It's all about energy. It's all about who is going to control these countries as the Mediterranean Union begins to emerge and as we prepare to go to war with Iran. Don't ever put that out of your mind. European car makers may be forced to idle plants on the Japan quake. All right? European car makers may be forced to idle plants on Japan quake. This article by Bloomberg. Chris Reiter writing on the 25th. Volkswagen AG, PSA, Peugeot, Citroen, and other European automakers may be forced to halt production in coming weeks. Find out why right after this.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So, of course, listeners, this broadcast are not at all unfamiliar with Vicki Davis and her excellent research. You can find it on channelingreality.com. When we talk about this idea of just-in-time delivery, you know, everybody understands that process. Well, this is where just-in-time delivery really can bite you in the butt. Once again, the headline news here, European car makers may be forced to idle plants on the Japan quake. Why? Well, here's the problem. The component suppliers in the earthquake-ravaged Japan struggle to restart their factories. The recovery to normal production levels may take months and cost the industry billions of euros in lost revenue. Why? Said Lars Holmquist, head of the region's Klepa Auto Suppliers Association, in a television interview from Brussels yesterday. Quote, "This will cause disruptions in Europe without question, period," said Holmquist. Continuing here, whose group represents more than 3,000 companies, the effect on car makers will probably be felt in the next few weeks as local supplies of Japanese parts such as semiconductors and infotainment systems dry up. Now you think, my God, how would an infotainment system delay production of automobiles? Well, Dorothy, they have to install all of those infotainment systems in the dashboard and the body panels and so on and so forth inside the car as they manufacture it. You know that's the case. I mean, you can't even change it. I went out to change a light bulb in my old 91 Dodge truck yesterday, as a matter of fact, sunny day that it was, the afternoon, put a new light headlight in the truck, all right? And I thought, well, there would be nothing to it. Went out there with a screwdriver, went right to work, got the bezel ring off of it, you know, and I looked inside and I said, my God, these guys are insane. Had four screws holding the lamp in place, of course, or the retaining ring. And there was no room to put your fingers anywhere either close to keep those screws. I'm thinking, okay, I got four screws here. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt I'm going to lose one of them. I don't have one of those fancy-dancy little screwdrivers with the mechanical fingers on there to hold the screw, unfortunately. So I'm into this impossible situation. This is a commonplace thing, folks. Rocks pop up, knock out a headlight, you know. Commonplace. And the way that it was designed, obviously, and built, is that they had already installed those headlights before they put the grill on. And with an infotainment system, can you imagine how deeply embedded that is? Could you imagine trying to take the dashboard out of a Honda? Forget about it. They put the dashboard into the Honda before they put the motor in. If you want to get that dashboard out and work on it, honey, you're going to take the entire car apart. Peugeot, Europe's second biggest automaker, is temporarily reducing its workforce to reflect production cuts of as much as 60%, resulting from a shortage of the Hitachi Limited diesel engine parts. You only need to have three or four parts missing in the process. You can't drop that motor in there. You all know that. Until you get all of the parts and pieces in there. You can't take any of those parts or pieces off and replace them either until you pull the motor out. Opel, General Motors Company's Opel unit this week, canceled shifts at German and Spanish plants before finding a new electronics component source in the U.S. Some 40 auto parts makers in Japan remain hampered after the nation's record earthquake damaged factories and transport routes, said Carlos Gaussian, chief executive officer of Renault. And a Japanese partner, Nissan Motor Company, more than 10,000... I don't know why they threw this in. Well, I don't know. Now they're throwing in something totally unrelated. The situation looks more serious than it did a week ago. London-based Morgan Stanley analyst Stuart Pearson said in a television interview, what's surprising is that there isn't more dual sourcing, and many European car makers have yet to say what they can do with alternative suppliers. Now, just think about this just-in-time delivery system as it might apply to the grocery store near you. How many of the different parts and pieces, the ingredients, I should say, that go into a loaf of bread or a can of soup, manufactured or sold in the United States or Canada, how many of them come from China? How much of it comes from the Orient, the Asia, from South America, from Central America, whether it's fruit or whether it's fish or whether it's soy products or whatever it might be? And if we don't have, you know, this replacements here in this country, well, you know, your can of soup just can't be made because they can't make it without those ingredients, all right? Anyway, that's something to think about. It's coming on us. It's the blowback of this just-in-time delivery system. Gaddafi unites Arabs against him in a push to oust the mad dog. Yeah, mad dogs and Englishmen. I guess we're the mad dogs. The Englishmen are flying the planes. Leon Mangasarian, writing this for Bloomberg. President Ronnie, the great communitarian Reagan, called Muammar Gaddafi a mad dog in 1986 when he ordered airstrikes on Tripoli. What? Holy cow, we're revisiting the Reagan administration? A quarter century later, it might be the Libyan leader's fellow Arabs who ultimately broker his downfall. After opposing the Reagan response to Gaddafi's terrorism, the 22-member Arab League is backing the bombing campaign led by Britain, France, and the U.S. The Canadians are still waxing their plane. They might send one or two over there someday. Anyway, I don't imagine. I don't see anything coming from Mexico. Maybe our troops are Mexicans. That's the ticket. Okay. Anyway, Arab leaders want to be on the right side of history and don't want to be seen backing a maniac dictator who's killing his own people. Are they talking about Barry the Usurper now or what? The Arab world realizes it has to change. Darn. And what we're seeing is a collective reaction against the one state that totally rejects modernity. Wait a minute. I thought that these people were very modern. I think they were one of the most modern over there. We'll have to look into that a little bit more carefully. Interesting. The Arab world realizes it has to change. And what we're seeing is a collective reaction against the one state that totally rejects modernity. Curious. Before renouncing nuclear weapons in 2002, Gaddafi was a pariah as one of his earliest backers of terror attacks abroad. According to the U.S. and European governments, of course, they count me a terrorist as well. Anyway, I'll go down in the Hall of Fame with Gaddafi. His regime has been responsible for the death of at least 440 people in four countries. Let me see. Let's count up the death toll. 112 cruise missiles fired in one evening into Libya. How many died there? Wow. How many sorties were flown? How many Tomahawk cruise missiles have been shot overnight? Who's got the most blood on their hands? Reagan's military action followed the April 1986 bombing of a Berlin discotheque that killed two U.S. servicemen and a Turkish woman. Seems like that was an Israeli operation, wasn't it? Four people, including a Libyan diplomat, were convicted by a German court for participating in the attack. The German government said in 2004 that Libya agreed to pay $35 million in compensation to the victims. And it continues, talks about Lockerbie and the rest of it. Rather interesting. Well, the bottom line here is that they're still blowing hell out of Libya. Nothing more to do. Just a bunch of madmen and Englishmen. Obama, under pressure to clear ambiguity from Libya strategy. Now, remember the other morning, talked about this, read right directly from the Woodrow Wilson, anticipating this kind of verbiage coming along soon, and it has come along soon enough. This article lays it out clearly. Mike Dorning, almost a week after U.S. warplanes began dropping bombs on Libya, House Speaker John Boehner fired off a missile to President Barry the Usurper that posed a basic question. Now, listen. Here's the basic question. What are we fighting for? That is a direct quotation from Woodrow Wilson's address. What are we fighting for? Obama's responses to unrest through the Middle East and his actions in Libya show an approach to projecting U.S. power that contrasts with the certitude of President Jorge Bush, doctrine of unilateral preemption of perceived threats and promotion of democracy. God, do you need to say anything more than that? The emerging usurper's doctrine balances humanitarian ideals. Now we're invoking Auguste Comte here. Altruism, humanitarianism. The emerging usurper's doctrine balances humanitarian ideals and pragmatic, now it's got John Dewey involved, national interest, places a premium on international banking, well, there's the international Jew, and accepts limited goals and limited liability. We'll be back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed. Lots of good stuff going on in the chat room, folks. You're welcome to jump in there if you'd like. It's becomevocallocal.com. Coming back at you live this morning, Friday, March the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now coming into our second hour of today's two-hour extravaganza. Calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. Lots of news going down in the chat room. Good conversations in there this morning as well. You might want to pop in there and browse around a little bit. Into an interesting article off the Bloomberg website. It seems that, they're kind of rolling out some old talking points. The usurper's administration under pressure to clear ambiguity from the Libya strategy. As John Boehner says, what are we fighting for? We've got our heads so far up into the darkness, we're fighting for breath, aren't we, at this point? The usurper's administration does not have a simple tale to tell. And the tale it has told poorly, said James Lindsay, a former National Security Staff member in William Jefferson, the Blue Dress Clinton's administration. Quote, if you don't tell your story well, you start off with less support. If you don't tell your story well. Now, I came across in a Black's Law dictionary long ago a definition of the truth. What is the truth in law? Well, it's whatever story you tell. And as long as you never change your story, the court has to accept it as truth as far as you're concerned. And I guess that's what the Sachs boy here, Clinton, was saying. Quote, if you don't tell your story well, you start off with less support. So you want to have a real good story. And the bigger the lie, and the more often it's told, the more people will believe it. In seeking to limit the commitment of U.S. forces and gain an international cast, that's your actors and players there now, an international cast for military intervention in Libya, the usurper has embarked on a complex strategy. Rule number one, that's stupid, Barry. The people in this country can't handle complex strategies. Number two, one stirring criticism that he's endangering success with muddled goals. Muddled goals. I guess he was batting around in the bushes last night. Perhaps it was the night before. He'd been out a little bit too late. Capital Security didn't entrust Barry the Usurper with keys to the big White House on the Potomac, and he had to look around to try and find an open door to come in. Wow. That's your president. Muddled goals. In his letter to Obama, Boehner challenged the president to explain the quote-unquote contradiction between his declaration that Muammar Gaddafi must go, quote-unquote, and repeated administration statements that regime change isn't the aim of the military campaign. You kind of can't have you can't have your cake and eat it too, Barry. Either drink the beer or put the coffee down. Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, the senior Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said the administration's ambiguity may hurt the military operation and public support. I don't know how much public support he'd get. If you want to look at the Mad Dogs and the Englishman versus Gaddafi in the chat room, you'll find a post. We're up about 1.4 million dead in Iraq going against Muammar Gaddafi's 440. I'd say that the Mad Dogs and Englishmen are clearly in the lead of the campaign for terror, waging terror. And as Hal Anthony has reminded us often on his broadcast, Behind the Woodshed, which you'll be able to hear at 2 o'clock Central, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network this Sunday, terrorism is best defined as a system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. about sums up our situation today going into the weekend, doesn't it? Logical approach? The administration's policy is to avoid a humanitarian disaster and try to level the playing field. My God, the retreads come on.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into this article, just closing this one out. No Americans are dying, and it's not costing that much money. Korb said, now that'd be Lawrence Korb, K-O-R-B, a former Defense Department official, now at the Center for American Progress, a policy research group in Washington. Can you believe it? Quote, no Americans are dying, and it's not costing that much money. Golly. Boy, maybe we ought to widen the field a little bit here and kill some more people. As long as we're not dying, as long as it's not on our shores, not costing that much money. You know, cruise missiles are cheap. $1 million here, $1 million there. Hey, we don't have to buy them up front. We just lease them, right? And then we'll use them wherever we want to. Well, here's another one, I guess. Unbelievable. Unbelievable sort of stuff going on. Let's see what we got coming under here. Oh, let's see. I got to go over here, click on this guy, and go to the next one this way. All right, here we go. All right, this one's opening. U.S. Congress is to schedule hearings, I should say schedule, classified briefings on the Libya action. So, not to be undefeated here. James Rowley writing this. Both houses of Congress plan public hearings. baby, do I want to get in on this. Both houses of Congress plan public hearings on the military intervention in Libya by the U.S. and allies, and top usurper administration officials will brief lawmakers next week. Public hearings. That might be interesting. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, Defense Secretary Robert Gatekeeper, and other officials will meet with House members in a closed session on March the 30th to talk about these public hearings, right? The classified briefings on the situation in Libya and an appearance by Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg in a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing the following day are part of the administration's effort to respond to lawmakers' complaints that they weren't adequately consulted before the March 19 start of the Allied air assault on Libya's anti-aircraft defenses. The military's action was authorized by the United Nations to curb the Gaddafi capable to target civilians, blah, blah, blah. Let's write this down in stone someplace, all right? Thou shalt never target civilians supporting a revolt against this regime in Washington, D.C. All right? Their hands are tied. These actions are tying their hands. When is everybody going to get their little tweets and Twitters out and little march on Washington? Quote, we think that it is important to consult with members of Congress, quote, and we think the questions that have been asked have been legitimate. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney told reporters in Washington, the administration will continue to consult with lawmakers. Well, one would certainly hope so. Perhaps the lawmakers ought to demand a hearing with the commander-in-chief. Anyway, the briefing with administration officials was requested by Boehner, who also wrote to Barry the Usurper earlier this week. An explanation of the purposes and the strategic rationale for the military operation. You think it's tough to communicate with your elected officials? I guess Boehner has to write letters, love letters, please, to Barry the Usurper. Well, it's kind of interesting. That section, let's go on, Will. Carney listed 10 congressional hearings since February the 28th, where administrative officials had discussed the options for action in Libya. He also cited a March 18th briefing that Obama conducted for Democratic and Republican congressional leaders and key members of the Senate and House Committee dealing with defense, foreign affairs, and intelligence. So I guess culpability goes round, all right? Don't know what Boehner is complaining about. Apparently they've had plenty of opportunity to talk. Carney and Obama couldn't wait to act until Congress returned from its recess because, quote, leadership requires him to take action when action will save lives. Oh, my goodness. And delaying action will cost lives. Well, do we have a finger of God and a tablet someplace? Maybe we need to write that one down, too. These articles are sometimes very revealing. I enjoy going through them. Hope you enjoy listening to the little clips that I pull out of them. Certainly part of the day. Here we go. Can't get away from Israel. Got to get in on the act. You know, whenever the blood is flowing, Israelis like to move. Israel may use quote-unquote great force in retaliation for Gaza as Gates Earth peace. Wow. Viola Geiger and Jonathan Furziger, definitely not Irish, writing this for Bloomberg. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who met with his U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. You notice the way we use the word, met with his U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates in Israel. Said Israel. He said Israel is ready to use great force in retaliation for recent bottle rockets fired from the Gaza Strip and a bomb in Jerusalem. Wow. Gates condemned the attacks upon his arrival in Israel yesterday, so I guess they go and grovel at Benny Netanyahu's feet. They didn't summon Benny over there to Washington. Now, our U.S. Defense Secretary goes there. All right. Gates condemned the attacks upon his arrival in Israel yesterday while appealing for bold action to resurrect Middle East peace efforts. The Pentagon chief later traveled to the West Bank in Jordan, stood the waiting while, cried, wore his yarmulke, and then returned to the airport. Quote, any civilized society will not tolerate such wanton attacks on civilians, Netanyahu told reporters today before a meeting with Gates. Any civilized society. Well, I guess that's the weasel clause that Netanyahu needed. Certainly nothing civilized about the Israelis and a bunch of Talmudics that they are. Anyway, we stand ready to act with great force and great determination to put a stop to it. In 22-day war, in the lame duck session of Jorge Bush, the shrub, and the roll-up of Barry the Usurper's change. They still haven't found that birth certificate, by the way. Gates advised caution on Israeli response to the attacks. He called on Israeli and Palestinian leaders to see the tumult sweeping across the region as an opportunity for progress towards a peace agreement rather than a deterrent. Uprisings in the region have ousted Egypt's Hosni Mubarak, a key Israeli ally, and sparked civil war in Libya. I don't know. I mean, are there any of these good Jews? We hear about them all the time. Any of those good Jews out there with their tweeting and twittering? Calling for bringing down Netanyahu? Or are they just on board with this program? Of course they are. After all, got to get rid of them. Got to get rid of the goy. Ramallah visit. Gates also met with his Israeli counterpart, Ehud Barak, and President Shimon Peres before traveling today to the West Bank city of Ramallah, home of the Palestinian Authority leadership. He was the first U.S. Defense Secretary to visit Ramallah. Wow. Pentagon spokesman Geoff Morrell said, Geoff, G-E-O-F-F-M-O-R-R-E-L-L. Pentagon spokesman. Well, that's what's going down in Israel and Palestine. Be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
So just when you think that the insanity, you know, meter is at its peg limit, it's not. Syrian protests spread after Assad's government calls demands legitimate. I'm telling you, we got the mudslinging going on like crazy in the Mediterranean Union. Naila Razouk and Zainab Fattah writing this for Bloomberg New News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's security forces cracked down on protests today as promises of new freedoms and pay rises weren't enough to keep dissent from spreading across the country. Now we're in Syria. Oh, baby. Local authorities tightened control over the city of Dara in the south, where dozens of protesters have been killed in the past week, according to the Associated Press. Reporters seeking to cover the violence were refused entry and told to go back to Damascus. Isn't that where Paul had his epiphany? Al Jazeera television reported, in the capital, police moved to break up protests, while hundreds of demonstrators also took to the streets in the western city of Homs. There are also rallies in Douma, Latakia, and Al-Raqqa, Al Jazeera said. Syria is the latest Middle Eastern country to be hit by the wave of uprisings that ousted longtime rulers in Egypt and Tunisia and sparked a civil war in Libya. Unrest began on March the 15th when as many as 200 people took to the streets of Damascus against Assad's government. Man, things are just heating up, aren't they? When are the first bombs going to fall in Iran? Got to keep an eye on that one. Here's another one. Assassinated Depression-era Japan finance chief invoked in rebuild debate. It's amazing, you know, those that fail to remember their history are doomed to repeat it. And here we've got a Depression-era Japanese finance chief being invoked. They're calling forth the spirits of the dead. That's kind of the sort of things they do in the Shinto world, you know. Shinto and Buddhism, that's the religion of Japan. This by Toru Fujioka. Oh, it's Fujioka. Excuse me. Mispronounced his name. It's Toru Fujioka and Takashi Hirakawa. I'll bet you that's spot on. Bank of Japan Governor Masaki Shirakawa is under fire for refusing to consider the 1930-style purchases of government bonds to fund reconstruction from the nation's record earthquake. Don't seem like they have to go back to the 1930-style purchases of government bonds. All they need to do is come over and visit with Benjamin Shalom. I love Israel Bernanke. He'll tell them all about that. I think that the Fed purchases somewhere between 60 and 90% of our bonds. Shirakawa repeatedly attempted to quash direct buying of government debt, a step allowed in extraordinary circumstances, such as they find in America, with the permission of the diet. Maybe they're on a diet. In appearance, can't eat any more of those bonds, you know, bonds. In appearances before lawmakers this week, the policy would undermine confidence in the yen and provoke a surge in consumer prices, he said, at a parliamentary fiscal and finance committee hearing. Can anyone buy a plane ticket for Benny and send Benjamin Shalom Bernanke to Japan to hear these talks? If this isn't a special situation, what is? Kozo Yamamoto, a Diet member with the opposition Liberal Democratic Party. What a mess. You got the Conservative Democratic Party, the Liberal Democratic Party. You've got your Christian Conservative Liberal Democratic Party, the Democratic Christian Social Democratic Party. Lots of them out there, lots of parties, but that is the bane of society. You know, it's all these parties and factions that our founders warned us against allowing to creep in amongst us. Even Blackstone wrote strongly against allowing parties and factions in among the people. Anyway, he said this in an interview this week. Yamamoto advocated a 20 trillion yen or a $247 billion reconstruction program funded by the Bank of Japan debt purchases. Now remember, they already suggested that they would pony up $181 billion. I don't know whether this is an additional 20 trillion yen or $247 billion U.S., or whether it's just bumping up the ante from 181 to 247. A group of ruling party lawmakers submitted a similar proposal to Finance Minister Yoshihiko Nada on March the 18th, according to a web posting by the DPJ. The debate parallels discussions last year in the U.S. and Europe, where the Federal Reserve and European central banks adopted a bond-buying program. Well, yeah, around and around and around in the circle we go, right? Here's another one. This is a rather interesting little twist. Everybody remembers Lochner, right? Lochner. Lochner. Depends on whether you use the Polish pronunciation or not. Lochner. Lochner loses appeal to be returned from mental evaluation in Missouri. I didn't know we were so esteemed a state. Didn't know that we had such wonderful evaluators, but apparently we do here in Missouri. Edvard Patterson writing this. A federal court appeals panel in San Francisco refused a request by Jared Lee Lochner's lawyers to return him from Springfield, Missouri. Wow. This dude is close by. He's only a couple hours from me. Where he was sent for a mental competency evaluation. Well, why in God's name would you send him to Springfield, Missouri for that? Right into the heart of the Ozarkians? Everybody around here carries guns all the time. In the same order today, the U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco temporarily blocked both prosecutors and Lochner's lawyers from access to video recordings of clinical interviews with Lochner conducted by Bureau of Prisons staffs. The video recording should proceed, but no copy of any video recording should be provided or made available to any counsel pending further order, the appellate panel said. Lochner, 22, has pleaded not guilty to charges that he killed six people and wounded 13. I didn't shoot them. I didn't shoot those people. I didn't stand there with my name of that kind of a gun, 33-round Glock. There it is. I didn't shoot those people. No, I didn't. I didn't wound anyone either. He pleaded not guilty. Didn't do it. Well, what the heck? That's what the usurper says. That's what George Bush says. That worked for William Crystal. That worked for Donald Rumsfeld. That worked for Dick Cheney. I guess maybe it'll work for Lochner, young man, coming up in the political things. Anyway, popped Representative Gabriel Gifford, January 8th, community meeting outside a supermarket in Tucson. Arizona, U.S. District Judge Larry Burns has scheduled a meeting. You notice how they never talk about the judge, Ted? They never talk about him. I think he was working on a very important case. Had to do with the government taking people's bonds, pension funds, and things like that. I wonder if shooting him was part of the mystery here. Lochner's lawyers filed an emergency appeal yesterday to overturn Burns' orders. And actually, you know, Gifford, she was wounded. They don't mention any of the people that died in this article. Never do seem to say that. Why is that? Lochner's lawyers filed an emergency appeal yesterday to overturn Burns' order, sending their client to Missouri, all right, for a competency exam. It's not exactly the best place you want to send anyone for a competency exam, but if they must, they did, and providing both prosecutors and his lawyers with video recordings of the examination. Judy Clark, Lochner's lead lawyer, didn't immediately return a call to her office today. She doesn't have a really great track record either of getting her clients off. Let's go to the next one, jump up to Wisconsin. one or two more quick articles here, and then we're going to go into something else after the bottom of the hour break. Wisconsin's top court Wisconsin's top court help sought in suit over public employee union law. Well, spitting it out, Andrew Harris and Marie Rode, writing this for Bloomberg, a Wisconsin appellate court panel considering the validity of a state law limiting public employees' collective bargaining rights has been turned over to the state Supreme Court for answers. Yeah, three-judge panel asked Wisconsin's top court whether a violation of the state's open meetings law by legislators enabled the court to void the legislation. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again. Last article in the morning news, and I've got a little bit more I want to cover, but I do want to get over, if I can, to this Fethullah Gulen in the broadcast today. Europe prepares to impose a carbon reduction measure on maritime transport. All right, so now we're going to invoke the laws of the sea treaty. We're going to go into Admiralty. Iwa Kuroskwa. I don't know, that almost sounds Polish. The European Union is preparing to include maritime transport in its emission trading system or impose charges on carbon discharges from ships should international talks fail to cut pollution from the industry? What does that lengthy sentence say to you? I'll tell you what it said to me at 6 o'clock this morning. It said to me, tariffs. That's right. They're putting a tax through these carbon discharge taxes, charges on carbon discharge. They're going to put a tax on maritime transportation. So everything that goes on to the into the mini land bridge comes across the waters, whether it comes from someplace sane like Brazil or Venezuela, or whether it comes from someplace insane like the United States or Mexico, anything and everything that travels on the water is going to have another tax added on to it. After all, we've got to accommodate all that man-made global warming happening on the ocean, which in itself is the principal source of warming, right? Anyway, the International Maritime Organization. Bet you didn't know that one existed. The IMO. The IMO, created under the United Nations system, has been unable to agree on measures to curb emissions from ships for more than a decade. The EU is now pursuing a parallel track to design its own tools to limit the industry's pollution. You notice how, remember, Barry the Surfer said, you know, there's more than one way to skin the cat. You ought to know. Anyway, if you can't get it through the front door, then you shake all the windows and doors and rattle and go in through the kitchen door, which Barry probably had to go into last night. Probably stop and fix himself a sandwich, too, but it's not my business. It's his. He's got the right, I guess, to be inside that building. Whereas, here's a quote, whereas a global agreement in the context of IMO is still the preferable option, and we continue working for that, we have started really seriously preparing for tackling the sector. She said in an interview at a climate seminar this week in Budapest, quote, it could be for bringing them into the emissions trading system. It could be also for other options, such as charges or levies. Global maritime transport accounts for almost 3% of carbon dioxide discharges. Doesn't seem to be much of a worry there. And emissions from ships are expected to more than double by 2050, according to the Commission, the Brussels-based EU's regulatory arm. The EU emissions trading system, known as the ETS, is the world's biggest cap-and-trade program. Of course, cap-and-trade wasn't passed here in the United States, was it? It was started in 2005. It imposes pollution limits on more than 11,000 utilities and manufacturers, allowing those that emit less than their quota to sell surplus permits. One permit gives the right to discharge one metric ton of CO2. So it's very much like we've been saying. It's just simply a matter of buying an indulgence. You go and visit the Green Pope, you buy the indulgence, and then you too can pollute. It has nothing to do with saving the environment. This, out of our local rural Missouri co-op, let me see if I can turn it over. It's called the Rural Missouri. Rural Missouri, April 2011. You can find this at www.ruralmissouri.coop. ruralmissouri.coop. All right? Here's the article, Megan Howard writing this for the Missouri. Tighter government regulations and the high cost to comply with new rules may signal lights out for many of the nation's older coal-fired power plants at a time when forecasters predict energy demand will eventually outpace supply. So we're going from global to local, all right? Following them from global to local. And then we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And this particular edition announces the 64th annual meeting of the electric cooperative's members, of which I am one because I have electricity here. Here's the quote. Americans could see power shortages by the end of the decade. Let's see, that would be, what, 8 years away? If new generation sources don't materialize. And don't be standing around in that big field. We could have a nuclear reactor materialize there. Maybe the Pleiadians would show up, or Tesla's power would just blow out of the space or something anyway. If new generations don't materialize, cautions Glenn English, the CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, or the NRECA. We were talking with Tom DeWeese earlier the week, Wednesday, talking about pluralism, this incredible body of all of these unelected boards and councils, all of these voices with lots of membership, lots of clout, deep pockets, lots of lobby ability. All right. But that's what this is all about, this whole carbon cap and trade thing. You know, we're what, 90% carbon? A little bit of water? Anyway, they say 90% water. It's all about mixing oxygen with carbon and developing, what is it, carbonic acid? That's what life is all about, isn't it? Americans could see power shortages by the end of the decade if new generation sources don't materialize. Again, dropping down a little bit further here. To meet the challenge, electric co-ops are using energy efficiency measures and innovative technology to reduce electric demand. Now, that ought have raised up there on the back of your neck. Let's say it again. To meet the challenge, electric co-ops are using energy efficiency measures. You see, that's not building new power plants. This is the same kind of broken philosophy they use as regards to our oil. We haven't built a refinery in this country in, ever since, the Wildcat days. But to meet the challenge, electric co-ops are using energy efficiency measures and innovative technologies to do what? To reduce electric demand. That's right. You can find out more about it in this article. But these measures will only go so far. Eventually, the need to build new generation to keep the lights on will take center stage. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation, that's the NERC, not the same as the other one. That was the NRECA. This is the NERC. This is all that atomic principle naming everything, but the acronymic principle that came in with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The bulk power grid watchdog for the United States and most of Canada. All right? That's the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. They say this is the bulk power grid watchdog for the United States and most of Canada. So those of you above north of the border, you're not out of the woods yet on this either. Estimates, the country will need to build 135,000 megawatts of new generation by 2017 to meet demand. Facilities on the drawing board, however, will only deliver 77,000 megawatts, leaving an energy gap. Now, the question I have is, why the hell did you get some more plants on the drawing board? And if you got a good design for a plant, why don't you go ahead and run them through the Ozalid machine there and make extra copies of the blueprints and get these shovel-ready jobs going? Huh? No, we're not going to do that. We don't have enough facilities on the drawing board, so we'll just have an energy gap, right? Planning, building, and launching a baseload power plant is no small feat, even if the permit process goes smoothly, meaning there are no significant objections to a facility. This is where the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, and NEPA and all the rest of that come stepping into view. Continuing, even if there are no objections, a coal-fired generating station takes 6 to 7 years from start to finish. All right, now these are pretty much real-time things here. These numbers are pretty accurate. A combined cycle natural gas plant takes 3 to 4 years, while a nuclear power plant requires 10 years at a minimum. So we've got these different timelines to online that they're presenting here in this article. Notes John Holt, the senior NRECA manager for generation and fuels. Okay? So now we know who Holt is. John Holt. Wind farms and large solar projects, in many cases, need only about 2 years to complete, building the argument for wind and solar. However, here's the caveat. But, you know, it's the but clause. I can understand and appreciate the value of what you're saying, John, but you can try that yourself. It really helps to win arguments. But they're handicapped by intermittency issues. In other words, they don't run 24/7, 365. Even with good location and plenty of breezes, wind generation is available at most 40% of the time and seldom operates, due to a lack of wind, during periods of peak consumption, such as hot, humid summer days, weekday afternoons, or cold winter nights with below zero wind chills. So when you need it, you can't get it from Don Quixote's windmills, and when you don't need it, you've got a surplus. Be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as novel as they seem, you know, the wind turbines, Don Quixote's windmills, they're not going to get our bacon out of this fire. Neither is solar power. Solar power systems operate only during daylight hours and are affected by cloud cover. Wind and solar resources, the author here writes, I don't agree with this, wind and solar resources are essential parts of today's generation mix. They're essential because they're part of the investment strategy of the global east, no doubt about it. But as far as the generation mix, they're questionable. They're kind of like spot issue things. They work really well in remote areas where nothing else can get there and the cost of the infrastructure would be prohibitive. But overall, they're not going to run Chicago, Dorothy. But MacArthur concludes this, but they must be backed up by around-the-clock sources such as natural gas, coal, or nuclear plant power. Now, this article talks about growing pains, building an affordable, reliable energy future. I'm going to have to skip because there's a lot more to go here. I want to cover something else just briefly. But I'm going to skip ahead a little bit to the last portion of this article. Working to keep electric bills affordable. All right? This is all of this discussion is about you. You think these solar panels are going to come into existence, you know, free? That there's going to be free energy or free money or free lunch? Surely not. To reduce the need for new power plants, electric co-ops are fashioning a variety of innovative solutions to reduce load during peak times or peak demands. All right? The electric utility industry's equivalent of rush hour traffic when wholesale power costs skyrocket. Those include key phrases. Now, they're building the argument. They're laying it down so that we know what's coming down the pike. Those include direct control of electric water heaters, air conditioners, electric thermal storage units, and other appliances in the homes of volunteer consumers. Are you going to be a volunteer consumer? Are you going to voluntarily comply to allow your utility company to have direct control of your water heater, your air conditioner, your electric thermal storage units, and other appliances in the home? Interruptible contracts with commercial and industrial accounts, such as irrigation pumps, such as the ones they needed in Fukushima. Maybe I don't know. Maybe so the government, they just shut off the switch, dealt with the pumping system. All right. Interruptible contracts with commercial and industrial accounts, such as irrigation pumps, large retailers and factories. That could be rather abrupt. You're standing at the turret mill and all of a sudden the motor stops. That are able to temporarily shut down or run emergency generators. That's right. Throw it right back onto the gasoline and diesel generators, which at Fukushima seemed to have either run out of diesel or just wouldn't start up. Calling on consumer-owned generation to start up. And in other words, they shut off your main grid and then they call on your generator, maybe out in your garage, behind the house, out on the pad in the back lot. All of a sudden, your power dips down, you're off the grid, and now you're consuming diesel fuel at $4 a gallon. And the new kid on the block, personal energy management. Personal energy management. Of course, we're doing it all for the children, right? It's greater good of the greater number here. Personal energy management, notably in-home displays, web portals, and smart thermostats that inform consumers in real time when load peaks are happening, allowing them to voluntarily decide when and how to curtail electricity use to save money. How much is it going to cost during peak demand? How much is it going to cost during peak demand? You mean the electricity rates are going to fluctuate throughout the entire day? Wow. Well, it's coming. Highly efficient compact fluorescent bulbs, energy 4-star energy appliances, heating and cooling equipment, and so on and so forth. This guy's kind of a big piece of work. We don't have much time for him today, but I just keep throwing him out. Maybe you'll go and take a look. You can find the website, Fethullah, it's F-E-T-H-U-L-L-A-H, Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, .org. Or you can just type into your browser, Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, .org, and bingo bango, up comes the website. What is this guy all about? Well, he lives in Pennsylvania, richer than Gates and Buffett, left Turkey in 1999, has a mountain fortress in Pennsylvania, apparently $25 billion. He's got more than $50 billion, supposedly. He runs Turkish lobbyist groups, Gulen, has 150 schools scattered all across the world here. They're radical Islamic schools. He was expelled from Turkey in 1999, controls all the media in Central Asia. Rather interesting player, if any of those comments can be trusted. But he also seems to be a front. Interesting fellow here. Let's just jump over and take a look from the Fethullah Gulen movement, find out a little bit about him. Discursive and organizational strategies of the Gulen movement. What's this all about? Quite a lot of information that you can read. You can read all about Fethullah Gulen on his webpage. But let's jump over here and take a look and see if that one's going to connect. That one's not connecting. What else has got going on while we're waiting for that one to connect? Sometimes his website just seems to be a bit weird. Okay, here we go. Discursive and organizational strategies of the Gulen movement. Let's go here and go right there. The following paper aims at explaining the reasons for the success of the movement of the Fethullah Gulen in the field of education. Seems like everybody wants a piece of your young people's minds. The basic assumption is that the Fethullah Gulen developed specific patterns of organization and special ideas of how to serve Islam best, making the given social and political reality a crucial variable for his activities. This mixture between new forms of organization and his Islamic discourse, teaching his followers how Islam should be practiced in the 21st century, is the key to understand why the Gulen movement is so successful on a global level and why it is the only Turkish movement which succeeded in reaching beyond Turkey to a significant extent. Historical foundations of the Gulen network, the emergence of new forms of Islamic self-organization. When Fethullah Gulen was born in Erzurum in 1938, rather old fellow here, he grew up in an epoch entirely new for Islamic life in the Muslim world. The proclamation of the Republic in Ankara on October the 29th, 1923, marked a revolutionary shift in the relationship between state and religion, as well as of the position of religion in the public sphere. Radical secularization and the outlawing of the Islamic Brotherhoods shook the cultural foundations of the former Islamic states. Of course, you've been hearing about the Egyptian Brotherhood and the Islamic Brotherhood and all these radical Islamic groups. Well, the abolishment of the classical Islamic educational institutions, the madrasas, was commented by Ataturk with the words, quote, "The madrasas established by the Turks are degenerated ruins unable to be reformed in the light of a modern academic mentality." Between 1933 and 1948, higher Islamic learning was not possible in a country with an almost 100% Muslim population. Of course, you could find the same parallel in the Talmudists with the Yeshiva. You can type that one into your browser, too. There's several Yeshivas to look at. Evidently, Kemalism viewed Islam as potentially dangerous for the modern national state in this period. The aim of the project was to modernize Turkey, give it a Western outlook, and make it compatible with modern, respectively, Western civilization. And funny, if you go back and look at the learned, wise and learned elders of Sion and the influence on the various and sundry Bible translations today. Of course, George Gordon, George Gordon Law School. You can find his website out there just by typing in George Gordon Law School. He's been reporting on this. Found him rather interesting, the series he's doing on Gail Riflinger's work. But it's rather interesting how this is parallel. On the one hand, we have the Bible revisionists working full-time, and on the other hand, we have the Quran revisionists working on the other hand. And funny enough, it seems to be the same hands, the same unseen hands in the background. Fethullah Gulen, or Gulen, came from a family with strong religious background and was educated in alternative systems of religious education. Alternative system of religious education. He was educated in that. The so-called hidden madrasas. Hidden madrasas. They were run on a voluntary, however not basis to counter the state monopoly on education. For this reason, Gulen had to gain recognition of his general schooling and religious knowledge in front of a state commission. In his youth, he was surrounded by people who voluntarily supported the Islamic cause. He had contact the self-organized Sufi circles, learned in the self-run madrasas, and in the 1957, he was introduced into the Nurku Kermit and subsequently became an active member, well, teaching Islam according to the traditions, blah, blah, blah. A lot about that. Think about it over the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.